Namaste, my friends. Welcome back. Or if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. The Harmony Inspired Health Podcast brings you raw and real conversations from leaders in the industry about all things health, wellness, Ayurveda, and life. My name is Harmony, and I am your podcast host. I am an Ayurveda and integrative health practitioner who specializes in women's hormonal health, a registered nurse, and a business mentor. I'm on a mission to inspire, educate, and empower women to take charge of their health, wealth, and life. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much from my soul to yours. Before we jump into this soulful episode, I want to remind you that this episode is sponsored by my accredited program, Ayurveda Alchemist. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda holistic health coach. Ayurveda Alchemist is for women who are ready to embark on an epic personal development journey, immersing themselves in the wisdom of Ayurveda, learning how to optimize their health and well-being by addressing all aspects of self, including their physical body, mental and emotional health, and spirituality, whilst wholeheartedly stepping into their dharma, their purpose. This program is also for women who would love to get started with a fulfilling career in Ayurveda, and for already established health, wellness, and life coaches who want to create greater impact by offering a holistic framework that gets their clients exceptional and holistic results. This certification is what you need to step into the high-level practitioner that you were born to be and stand out from the coaching crowd. You will experience undeniable growth personally and professionally. You will be mentored by highly qualified facilitators, guest experts, and practitioners. Spots are strictly limited. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the lives of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to www.harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hello, welcome back to the podcast if you're listening via the Harmony Inspired Health Podcast. Or if you're watching live from the Ayurveda and Women's Health Sisterhood, a big warm welcome to all of the wonderful ladies in there. Today, we have a wonderful guest expert, the lovely Samantha Morris, joining us. And we're going to be talking about aromatherapy for stress, anxiety, and emotional health disorders. Samantha is the founder of Samantha Morris Hiller. She is a Seafarer Clarity and Confidence Coach, NLP Master Practitioner, and Essential Oil Specialist. She grew up in Manchester in the United Kingdom before sailing to success as a purser in the maritime industry at the age of 21, working in both the cruise ship and yachting industries. Over the last 14 years, she has traveled the world and experienced many cultures. In 2021, Samantha resigned from her yacht due to the decline of her mental and physical health. She felt lost, frail, empty, vulnerable, and worthless. But discovering coaching really changed Sam's life. She was able to appreciate her own resourcefulness, gain clarity, identify her values and beliefs, and change her behaviors to implement action and not reaction. She now helps others steer towards positive change, helping navigate uncertainty with purpose and direction, and uses essential oils alongside her methods of coaching to help individuals to combat their negative emotions whilst working through their personal challenges. Welcome to the podcast, Sam.
Hi, Harmony. Thanks for having me here.
It's such a wonderful pleasure and beautiful. Sam is also one of our Ayurveda Alchemist students. So I love having you guys on here and just showcasing all of your beautiful, wonderful skills and how you're helping the world. So I'm really excited about having you here as well. So as you know, I always start with my rapid inspiration questions. So the first one is, can you please inspire us with what your superpower is?
So I find it very easily to, when I speak with a client and they're talking to me about what's going on in their life, to pick up on their emotions and their like emotional imbalances, and to be able to then pinpoint them in the right direction for which like essential oils that they should use, like lemons for mental fatigue, green mandarins for pure potential, and peppermint for buoyancy heart, you know. So like I can give them a guidance of say, well, these oils can help you with your emotional imbalances. And a really important fact is the oils that you don't like the smell of are the ones your body needs emotionally the most.
There you go. I'm sure we'll get into that a bit later. That's an interesting fact. And who or what is inspiring you at the moment?
I'm reading a lot of Louise Hay at the moment, especially she has a book called Heal Your Body. It talks about how a lot of the physical aspects that show up in our body because of the emotions that we're feeling inside, or the way that we're talking inside ourselves. Like your lower back pain is like you don't feel supported in the world. So she offers like affirmations to give to you, like to recite to yourself, so that you can start to work through those. Obviously combining though that with the essential oils, it combines the emotional effect.
Beautiful. And do you have a favorite quote or mantra at the moment?
A quote that I use a lot, that I've used a lot for a long time, is always treat people the way that you would like to be treated.
That's beautiful. And I think that's so important in today's world. There's been so many crazy things happening of late over the last few years, and I think people have forgotten how they want to be treated and how to treat others. So yeah, that is a really good quote to live by for sure. So to start off the episode, I am really intrigued about your journey from being a successful person in the maritime industry to becoming a clarity and confidence coach. So can you share with us how this transition took place, and how does your maritime background influence your coaching approach?
So as you mentioned in the introduction, in 2021, I resigned from my position on board. PERSA in the yachting industry, from in my position, is the highest position that I can get to. And I was fatigue, fight and flight response, near mental breakdown. You know, you can't see it for yourself. You take on more and more and more tasks. I was trying to be the savior. I was working with a narcissistic captain on board. So I was trying to save myself and all of my crew. And in the end, it started to affect my mental and both then my physical health. So I walked away and left, but I left feeling, you know, shattered, broken, heartbroken, unworthy, not good enough, many different, not very nice feelings. When I came home on land, my body was still in this fight and flight response. Like I would only need to think or talk of the captain's name and my body would like all hunch up, like as if I'm being looked in the face by a lion. And I started to I wanted to go to the doctor. I wanted to ask for anti-anxiety tablets. Now, I didn't know that there was not a difference really, that it was an antidepressant, but a milder form. So I said, I don't want to go on that. And friends and family begged me not to, not that there's anything wrong. It is just, I didn't want to do it personally. Because you don't work through your challenges, you just mask them. And I wanted to work through the things that were the personal challenges for me. So I turned to coaching, and somebody, I'd actually gone to a Bowen therapy session, and she, I was feeling a bit stuffy, and this lady, she gave me a drop of peppermint and a drop of lemon, and she said, smell this. And, you know, we was wearing masks at the time, so once you've finished, I was all the way driving home with this peppermint and lemon there in my mask, and I was like, wow. When I got home, I got my synthetic oils, lemon and peppermint, in my diffuser. Oh, what's that? It doesn't smell like anything. And so I was then convinced about the doTERRA oils. So then I started to read about the emotional benefits, and I looked at all the negative emotions, and each oil has the properties of negative emotions and they turn into positive emotions. So I worked through those as I was getting each feeling, and I started to work with a coach that started to show me all the things of my own potential, my own resourcefulness, how I am good enough, how I've got lots of gifts to give to the world, and I'm here for a purpose and direction. When I saw the transformation that has happened on myself, I was like, I love to give to people. I want to be able to do this for other people. And for sure, I thought, I'm not the only seafarer. So sorry, seafarer is somebody that works at sea in the maritime industry that's going through these challenges on board. There's not only my boat that's got a difficult captain to work with. There's many stressors on board, like we have lack of sleep routine if there's guests on board. You know, the food nutrition is out of your control because the chefs are cooking for you, which sounds great, obviously, but we cannot determine the ingredients or what they cook with. And, you know, it's kind of a blanket, what one fits all. So being in those environments for the last 14 years gives me the knowledge and experience to understand the challenges that the crew members may go through, to be able to help them transition the change. I mean, people might just want to change their path and their career and stay within the yachting industry, but they might want to step out. And as I'm doing that transition myself at the moment, and with the challenges I've been through on board, gives me the expertise to help other people do the same.
Absolutely. And yeah, you're so needed. I think I'm really sorry to hear that you went through the trauma of having a narcissistic captain. Like, that must be awful, being stuck on a boat. Like, you can't even escape these people, because I imagine you're just in this confined space, as in a ship or a boat, even though they can be quite big, but you're out at sea. You can't sort of run away anywhere, take a weekend off to rejuvenate. You're just in it all of the time. So I can only imagine how stressful that situation could be, and how much that would dysregulate your central nervous system. So I think that you're right. There's probably definitely a lot more people in your industry going through that, and you're the perfect person to really help them through it, having been through it in the past. But now, with all of your Ayurvedic training, your NLP training, your coaching training, and of course your aromatherapy training. So that's an amazing combination you've got there to really help your clients with. So when we look at, you mentioned earlier, when it comes to different essential oils, first of all, what is the most important thing to look for when you're choosing an essential oil? Because you said you went home and you went and got your oils that you had, and they were synthetic or a bit dodgy, and they didn't smell the same, they didn't have the same effect. how come some oils can have the effect of regulating your emotions and some oils don't? And what are we looking for when we're choosing an oil?
So with doTERRA essential oils, they're certified pure tested grade essential oils. So they don't just go through thorough testing in-house, but they're also sent out to an external company to do third-party testing. They locate their, they abstract their essential oils from 42 different countries around the world. Now, they could have got all of those essential oils just from US soil, where the mother company is, but they wanted pure essential oils. So they go back out to find the most purest soil, and they get wild orange from Kenya, they get lemon from Italy, lavender from Bulgaria. So they're looking for the most fertile soils, the most pure and natural soils, where they're planted, so that they can be taken, oils can be taken internally. So it's so important that if they're going to brand themselves as an oil company, to be able to ingest, it's important that they have this vigorous testing, this certified pure testing grade essential oils, so that we can ensure the health of the people that are taking it. So you can take them topically, aromatically, so in a diffuser. I've got mine going with lemongrass, because lemongrass reminds me of Bali, and that's where we've met. So you can take them in the diffuser, you can smell them directly from the bottle, and you can take them in water, under your tongue, or veggie capsules. You can break them open and put the drops in and take them like this. So a lot of the, I can't speak for every synthetic essential oil, but a lot of them, when they've been tested, they have a lot of chemicals inside, and the actual flavor, the smell, is like 1 or 2% compared to the rest of the chemicals and stuff in board. So you wouldn't want to be putting, I mean, say for example, you wouldn't put toilet cleaner in a capsule and take it internally or something like that. So it's important to research if they've been certified pure tested before you decide that you're going to take them internally.
Absolutely. And obviously it would lose its therapeutic benefits as well if it's not a certified essential oil. And just a disclaimer, I have no affiliation at all with any essential oil company. I absolutely love them though. I use them every day. I do use different brands, and I use organic certified brands. I love it because I, as an Ayurveda and women's health practitioner, I really understand when my doshas are out of balance. And every morning I get up and I have certain blends made for each of the doshas, which is our energetic systems within the mind and the body. And if I'm feeling like a little bit lethargic and a little bit tired and heavy, then I will go for my kapha oil, which is more energizing. If I'm feeling like really like, you know, structured and really sort of goal orientated, maybe a little bit irritated, and I've got my pitta nature coming out, I'll really look at my pitta oil, which is a little bit more cooling and calming, just to bring me back into that balanced state. And for vata, obviously, if I'm very elevated and a bit spacey or anxious or stressed, I'll go for a really grounding oil. And so I do honestly truly resonate and believe that essential oils do play a really powerful part in emotional well-being, stress, anxiety. My kids love them. They put the oils in their diffusers at night to help them go to sleep. If they've got a bit of a head cold, they will choose oils for their head cold as well. So I can honestly say that I wholeheartedly use them, and that's without being affiliated with any brand, any company. So that, I just wanted to put that little disclaimer out there. And Sam is affiliated with doTERRA oils. That's your preferred one, obviously. So I just wanted to let that be known. And yeah, we did. We met in, was it 2021? We met at an Ayurvedic Panchakarma retreat.
Yeah, it was in 2021. 2021.
Because I remember, yeah, you were there after perhaps you'd left the position on the boat, and you were, yeah, going through an Ayurvedic Panchakarma retreat to come back to self. And I do remember you had all of the beautiful oils in your room and stuff like that, using them for your different emotions that you were going through. Because, I mean, Panchakarma alone brings out so much of our mental and emotional armor, like a lot of the things that we've been sitting with and brewing with. And going through an experience as you had gone through in your workplace, then doing a Panchakarma, I could only imagine how like heightened those emotions would have been. So I do remember that. I guess for our listeners, like when we talk about aromatherapy, essential oils, it's often just associated with relaxation, or maybe you've been to a meditation or a yoga class and they've got some beautiful smells in the background, or people say use lavender if you need to be relaxed. But how do different essential oils impact stress and anxiety, and how can individuals effectively incorporate them into their self-care routine? So a little bit about, I guess, choosing the right oil for you as an individual, depending on what you're going through.
So there's many, like, as you said, a lot of oils are emphasized, or you go for a spa treatment and there's something on in the background, or that a lot of people say that use lavender. But lavender doesn't work for everybody to make them calm. Some people, they don't react, like my dad's fiance, she doesn't react at all to lavender. But like a Roman chamomile for her may work. But there's obviously other oils, many other invigorating oils, that like a lot of citrus oils. So if you imagine when you're sat near somebody that breaks open an orange, everybody gets a smile on their face. Well, I don't see anybody that's anybody that's not. So there's like oils like a wild orange. I also have one here that I drink regularly in my water, is green mandarin, bergamot, grapefruit. These ones, when you put them in the diffuser or when you're drinking them, they like give you a uplifting, energizing effects. And I forgot your question. Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah. Sorry. Just different types of oils and their effects and benefits for stress, anxiety, relaxation, mood. So we're sort of at the moment you're going through the uplifting, energizing oils, the citrus oils, things like that, to help elevate your energy and your mood. I guess what are some other oils and their benefits?
Yeah, so if you're feeling like a lot of like negative energies around you, and from the people around you, which is often when I'm on board and I'm in that small environment, like you're saying, surrounded by a lot of crew with different energies around. One for energetic boundaries is really good is tea tree, which I'm sure you could like relate to, because we use tea tree for like skincare, like if you've got pores, spots, it takes away like the toxicness. So you can diffuse this tea tree in the diffuser, or smell it from the bottle, and you're taking away those like negative energies from around you. You're protecting your space.
Tea tree's an antiseptic as well. We use that for cuts, abrasions, things like that. So yeah, it's like it is getting rid of the nasty bugs, the dirt.
Getting rid of like the impurities and things like that.
Yeah.
Also, there's frankincense. We all know frankincense from like the Bible and the gift. But frankincense is known as like the king of oils, so it takes away like all different negativities. And then when I mean I don't mean like on an emotional level. So for instance, I burnt myself on a cooker, so this blister starts to form, and I've took one drop of lavender and one drop of frankincense directly without diluting and put it on the blister, and within 20 minutes I've looked down and there's no blister anymore. It's just like a white spot where it would have been. But in a day or so, it's healed. you know, the blister didn't form. And so that works on all cuts. Like if you cut yourself, I took half my finger off peeling some ginger the other day. I put straight on it a lavender and frankincense and then some like pressure, you know, to stop the bleeding. But it stopped and it's healed within a couple of days.
Wow. So frankincense and lavender would be quite cooling. So I guess they would be really useful for the Pitta dosha oils.
Yeah. And also then we've got, as I say, there's many, I've got over 200 different oils. So to pick a few is, but it's got some obviously, you know, I'm working with doTERRA. So with doTERRA specifically, they've got some blends that are already mixed. There's a blend called the Aroma Touch, which helps with the relaxation. It's also good with massage. It moves individual in an emotional sense. It moves from individuals from stiffness of heart and mind to open and flexibility. It offers comfort in times of grief and sorrow. And the oils that are inside that are cypress, peppermint, marjoram, basil, grapefruit, and lavender. So it's quite a mix, and blend combined it is more potent than the individual oil.
Is there a specific oil that you suggest, like even with your clients, if they are someone who is feeling very anxious, like the very Vata type of anxiety, a lot of stress all the time, like a really nice grounding, nurturing oil that can just bring them back into their body, their senses?
Yeah, one of my favorite oils, although as I say to you at the beginning, the ones that you don't like the smell of the most, the ones you need the most emotionally. So when I first was introduced with this oil, I didn't like the smell at all, but it's got lavender inside it. Lavender is a calming oil. I'm coming from somebody that likes to be doing a lot of tasks all at the same time and never sitting still. That's why I didn't like this oil. But the oil is called Serenity, and it's the oil of tranquility. So it's got a powerful effect on the heart and mind, and it invites us to calm, assists in quieting the mind and releasing agitation. It invites individuals to relinquish feelings of stress, anxiousness, and being overwhelmed. It contains lavender, cedarwood, wholewood, ylang ylang, which is good for our female emotions, marjoram, Roman chamomile, vetiver, which is the root of the lemongrass. So it's from the root, not from the leaf. And this is a real grounding oil, like brings back to earth. With vetiver on its own, you only need one small drop on the nape of your neck, and then spread the remainder on your temples. And this, for me, really calms me down when I'm in that anxious, overwhelmed state. It also contains vanilla and sandalwood in that blend. But as I say, the vetiver oil on its own is a great grounding oil, just the nape of your neck here. And for additional measure, you can place on the bottom of your feet.
Yeah, that oil sounds divine. It sounds very grounding with all of like the wood oils, the real nurturing, beautiful. Sounds very nice. And you mentioned that you have traveled extensively, obviously, with your job and experience various cultures. How have you seen the perception and use of aromatherapy differ across different parts of the world? Has that been part of your experience traveling? Or,
well, the first oil that I ever bought, it did come from Bali, not from the Panchakarma, but I'd been there a couple of years before. For the same company, I did a yoga retreat. And obviously, the reason a lot of the smells work for people is they trigger like an experience. Mm-hmm. So you can think if you're not thinking in terms of essential oils, think of if you in a place, it's warm outside and somebody sprays a sun cream and it's got that tropical smell, it takes you back automatically to your favorite holiday destination, probably when you use that. So that's in terms, that's an essential oil. They've put some kind of fragrant inside that sun cream. So I bought the essential oil that came from that retreat, because obviously then that reminded me of the great retreat I had for that one week. And that was when I came back and did the Panchakarma. I said thank you with gratitude, say, because that brought essential oils into my life. But it wasn't the first time I was convinced and converted they were working for me for the therapeutic benefits. But that was where they first came from. And I'd say that in the Panchakarma as well, I think, and the yoga retreat, they used to give us a soap every day, a natural soap. It was a lemongrass smell. That's why the lemongrass reminds me of Bali.
Yeah, I do the same. I love getting essential oils from different destinations because it really does trigger those memories, and you can just sort of sit there at home when you're feeling all over it and you just want to go on a holiday but you can't, and then you're just smelling like, even, you know, like the lemons of Italy or something like that. Yeah, it definitely transports you back into that time and place for sure. So what is your, if you had to pick your top three favorite essential oils, what would they be and why?
The Serenity, because as I say, it really brings me back down and calms me down. I think you mentioned yourself, you like to be in many tasks and doing a lot of things, and sometimes I'll push past that where my body's telling me it needs to rest, and I'll push past. But with the Serenity, I'm taking like internally at night time a couple of drops before I sleep, but I always like now put this on my pillow, a couple of drops. Some people don't like doing that, they worry that it might stain. Doesn't stain, but you get the smell until you wash the sheets. And I put a little drop every night on my pillow, and it really just doesn't matter how chaotic the day has been, but I feel really grounded when I've got that oil. I really love green mandarin. I really like to drink it. I have it in my water every day, and because I also know that the emotional effects of green mandarin is pure potential. So I always believe I could work to my best potential when I'm using that oil. And for the third one, I'm always wearing it every day as perfume, so I should probably say this one, is geranium oil. It's the oil of that fosters love and trust. So I used it initially to start with self-love, to love and trust myself, that I will always have my own best interest. And then in turn, I do find I get a lot of attraction, not just from the male kind, but from everybody that come to speak to me. And so I don't know if it's like opened me up. And my friend, she did say that I went to an essential oil, like an event, and she said, everybody talks to you, you know, I think I'm going to try start wearing geranium oil too. So it's really made me mellow. With being on board the boats, you're taught to be very resilient. You don't really get chance to have an emotional off day, or when the guests are on board and working 7 days a week, you don't, if you like, you know, if you have sickness or headache or anything, you've got to work through it. You don't really get the time to have the day off. So I think I've learned over the years to track my emotions. So the geranium really helped me open up and come from the heart and show people my love, but also to be able to receive it as well.
That's beautiful. And I think the other amazing thing that I love about essential oils is that they are a beautiful alternative to perfumes and cleaning products, I am very sensitive to chemicals. So I can't use chemicals for cleaning. I get headaches, I get sinusy. I can't stand really strong perfumes. Even if someone's got, I was at the soccer the other day with the kids, and there was a lady behind me, and she had like the strongest perfume on, and instantly it's just giving me like the biggest headache. It obviously was full of chemicals, and I was like, get away from me. But yeah, I use essential oils every day for my scent as well as my cleaning products, and absolutely love that. So yeah, I think the other thing I love about it is like, I'm really big about taking time just to breathe and to be in the body and connecting to self. And as a pranayama breathwork practitioner as well, I really like to offer my students and my clients to take time throughout the day just to stop. And if that's just three breaths, it is a time, a chance just to recalibrate the central nervous system. And if you have a beautiful essential oil that is calming for you, for your individual constitution, your dosha, you can take those three breaths whilst inhaling that essential oil. And I do this to reset myself, because like yourself, Sam, you know, very busy doing a million different tasks. And when I'm jumping from one task to another, I will like pick up one of my essential oils, one of my blends, and I'll just take three deep, big breaths with my eyes closed, just bring in that scent. And it just recalibrates my whole system. It just gives me that really grounding effect, and I can be like, okay, now we can move on to the next task. It's sort of like a little finisher, a little wrap up, and a move on as well. So I love that. Is there anything else that you use the essential oils for specifically, other than that you mentioned scent, you pop some in your water?
Yeah, I'm using them for cooking. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of herbaceous oils, maybe I didn't say that word right, but it's like basil, oregano, rosemary, coriander. So you only need like a toothpick amount, so you know you've got those instead of the spices. Turmeric is also another good one. Everybody loves turmeric. I'm using them for cooking. I'm using them like as a mouthwash. I'm using them in my self-massage in the morning, not every morning, but you know, when I can squeeze it in. I'm using them for cleaning, like you say, so lemon's a really good cleaner, especially if you've got children and they've put stickers everywhere, and you pull the sticker off and you still got that sticky residue. Lemon you can use to get rid of that sticky residue. I put them in the car, so I make like a car diffuser or air freshener. I'm adding them in the bath to add them in the bath with some bicarbonate soda to have a natural bath, bubble bath, but doesn't bubble like synthetic bubbles, but it does make you feel relaxed. I'm making my own soaps and lip balms and hand washes and things also with the essential oils. And a couple of days ago, I made my own batch of candles. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, little by little, I'm expanding my knowledge and what I can use them for. But I just spoke to a lady a couple of days ago, and she said that when she was pregnant, she was making all her own like nappy rash cream. She said people thought she was mad doing all this additional extras when she was like a single mother, but she was like, she don't want any all the chemicals and things go towards the baby. So those extra efforts for her were not efforts that other people saw. But so she gave me like a lot of ideas for the future.
Yeah. It sounds like you use them for a lot of things. You must go through a lot of oil.
Yeah, but what I really like about oils, doTERRA oils in particular, like every penny that I'm spend on them is going to help out people, like, you know, the growers. It's like a third world country, like, so they're giving income to people that necessarily not have received income before. So I don't feel guilty of the amount of money I'm spending on essential oils, and that I've got a stockpile, like I've got 80 in the cupboard behind, I've got 200 downstairs, you know, because they're not just something you're going to use for this week, you're going to be using them for a lifetime. Yeah. And it's really interesting to see the growth of when I'm using them. In the beginning, my family thought this is a, you know, an expensive hobby, and they're very used to Western medicine, that they couldn't see initially the change. But I can see around now, my mum, she's like saying to her partner, oh, you've got indigestion, you need peppermint, give it some of this under your tongue. So it's like when you're in your own environment and people come in and you're using them, then they take, they're learning from you and they're taking it and they're sharing this with others. And it's nice to see that the world is open more to natural benefits rather than, especially this day and age, I don't know what it's like for you there in Australia, but we cannot get an appointment with our doctor. It's difficult because it's a lot of triage now since the pandemic, and those appointments, you know, in your community, there's like 10 appointments a day, and if you don't get cut through on the call fast enough, you're not getting an appointment. So
yeah, that's a big incentive to really look after your health, isn't it? Like, health prevention is definitely key for sure. Well, thank you so much. It's been so interesting, and I love learning about this stuff. And as I mentioned, you know, I've been experimenting with oils for years and years. I really love the effect that they have in my life and also on my family. So I was hoping that this would be an interesting episode for some of our listeners who are interested in learning more about how to use essential oils, because we know they're there. And I think you made also a really good point, is when you, again, when you're choosing an essential oil, or even herbs for that matter, is choose them from an ethical sourced company, because herbs, whilst they're plants and essential oil, obviously, there can be really unethical ways of obtaining these and taking from poorer countries and nations. So I always try to source my things as best I can from ethical companies. So I think that is also a really, really important take home as well. So thank you once again, Sam, so much for sharing your wisdom on essential oils. If anyone would like to reach out to you, learn more about essential oils, I know you've got a free guide. Would you like to share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, the title of it, obviously, I'm in the seafaring industry, but it is like a pun on the title. So the pun is taking aromatherapy on board, you know, because we go on board the boat. But if you bring it into your life, you're taking it on board for you as well. So it's like a pun in the title. And just to explain some of the more essential oils, that, like I say, the tranquility oil, so the serenity oil, the vetiver, and some other oils that I'm using for relaxation, some oils I'm using for digestion, and oils, it does have like motion sickness and seasickness in there, obviously, from being on board, but that can be used for any motion sickness. If you don't like traveling on aeroplanes, if you don't like being in the car, in the bus, train, so they all work for this, for the same. So just explains a little bit more, and it also offers some, we call it pure fumes, so mixed essential oils blends, like that you could use for anxiety, for imposter syndrome, and things like that to like calm you down. So I can send you the link for that, and then you can give that to the listeners and subscribers.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Thank you so much. And where can our listeners find you, your social media handle, they want to reach out and ask you a question personally?
My Instagram is SamanthaMorris_healer, and my website is www.SamanthaMorrisHealer.com.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Beautiful. It's a pleasure to have you on. And I, like I said, I love having the Ayurveda Alchemist students and graduates on, because everyone brings such a different spin to the Ayurveda coaching industry. And I love that you're being able to infuse all of the skills that you have and using essential oils and really helping people with their emotions, and also niching in your, you know, your industry of the maritime that is so unique to you. It's so beautiful and brilliant to see. And I know that you bring in the NLP qualities and everything like that. So it's been such a pleasure getting to know you and watching you just blossom in this industry. And I'm really appreciative that you've come on here and shared your wisdom with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
If you missed the intro and jump straight to the episode, don't forget that my Ayurveda Alchemist program is open for enrollment via application. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda lifestyle and wellness coach and will help you up-level your health and wellness business. You'll gain access to the ancient wisdom of Ayurveda and graduate with a knowledge of how to incorporate this timeless wisdom and holistic framework into your business so that you can create greater impact and boldly step into the high-level practitioner you know you can be. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the life of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode and staying right to the end. Let's take our relationship a little further and connect in the world of socials. Follow me personally on Instagram at harmony.inspired.ayurveda. My women's health clinic on Instagram is harmony_inspired_health, or join our Facebook community, the Ayurvedic Soul Sister Tribe. Reach out on any of those channels and let me know if you enjoyed the episode, what type of episodes you would like to hear more of in the future, or simply just swing by and say hi. And don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much, my friends, from my soul to yours.